is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
Mon jardin d'hiver, je voudrais de la lumière.
KVON News Time 722.
Yeah, it is Newsmaker Time. I'm just going to ask you to translate that for us.
I can't do that, but I think maybe at least one of our guests here on the Newsmaker segment can hear today.
Yeah, there's a reason that you're hearing this. You know, nice little clip of soothing French music here this morning. And we're very pleased to be joined by a trio of guests here this morning. Tyler Curtis, Amanda Mendoza, and Jill Korn are with us. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I was enjoying the music. Oh, my goodness.
How about
Thanks
that?
Thanks for adding that.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Hey, bon matin, les gars.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Right back at you.
Ditto.
That was awesome. You created what we like to call ambiance.
There we are.
I did.
Okay. Joe, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How is everybody here today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
All right. Well, Tyler, let's get you started here on this, because you're the one who let us know that you've got a number of high school students at Emporia High that are right now, I guess, maybe with what, about a month or so before they take the trip across the pond and spend some time in France. And I guess I wanted to start with how things are going on that front in very general terms right now to get us started.
Yeah, so my daughter's one of those students who's heading to France this summer, and that's my connection to it, right? Is I've got a junior in high school, and she's been a student of Ms. Mendoza's for the last 2 years, now three, and she is excited about going to France this summer. They're actually spending 3 weeks in France, which includes 2 weeks at an immersion school and 1 week touring Paris in the area. So it's going to be an amazing trip for them. So yeah, we've been as a group of parents and students trying to help raise some funds for them to make their trip and to add some cash while they're over there. And so far, so good. We've done some things around the Christmas parade. We've done some concession stands. They've sold crepes. That's Amanda's way of saying it. We say crepes. Amanda's like, no.
Nope.
And so they've been doing those kind of things, and we got some fun things coming up too. But certainly among those is a little French cafe experience tomorrow afternoon at the Gravel City Roasters.
All right, we want to touch on that, but a big trip coming up. Amanda Mendoza is the French teacher that you'll accompany this group. Amanda,
yes, I will. Okay. I'm either crazy or stupid. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. So what is this trip?
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, what does this trip entail? It's obviously, there's some great educational opportunities here.
Absolutely. So the kids are actually going to stay with host families while they're attending the immersion school. So they will get to wake up in a French house, eat breakfast with a French family. They'll go to school for a few hours in the morning. They get to walk to whatever cafe restaurant is near the school for lunch, and then they will go on excursions every afternoon, and those excursions can be going around town. So one of the first ones is getting to know where they are living, and then after that they get to go to different little towns, or even a little bit bigger town that are in the surrounding area. So they're in a very, I mean, France is, you know, the world is old. France is old. And there are a lot of Roman towns down in the south where they'll be. So they'll get to go see some of those. And there are some really cool cities that are built on cliffs. So they'll get to explore the area in the afternoons. And they go home and eat dinner with their French family and sleep in a French bed. So,
boy, that sounds... How did this all come together, Amanda?
I've taken some students on a couple of tours with a different company. They were great trips, but I really wanted something more substantial, especially linguistically. I wanted my students, like, when we would go on our little trips, they would really want to speak French, but then there was no one to talk to because we were around tourists all the time. So I just started looking places up, and I spoke with this school back in July, I think it was, and really, I mean, they seemed really, really great. They're used to working with Americans, and for French people, that's difficult because we expect a level of customer service that they don't expect over there. So I wanted to make sure that it was safe, that they vetted their host families, that they had pretty decent program. So I just got along really well with the lady, and she assured me that we will have a fantastic time, and she's even helping me arrange transportation to and from the school, so that's really awesome to have that little bit of help. But yeah, it's just me taking 12 of my good friends to France on vacation.
I'll tell you what, that's a deep dive into the French culture, it sounds like.
And, French culture pool, yeah.
Yeah, what a great experience for the kids. You mentioned 12 going. And Tyler will tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, Joe Korn and Gravel City Roasters have allowed us to do something kind of fun at the coffee shop. So from 2 to 4, people will be able to go to the coffee shop. They'll be able to enjoy kind of a French cafe experience. They can certainly interact with some of the students who are going on the trip, support the trip. You know, get some of their questions answered. Maybe if they want to talk some French, they can talk some French, you know. We'll have students there. I'm not going to be one of those.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, bonjour. That's about it. So I don't even know that's right.
That's maybe
so. So, but no, they'll be able just to come in, enjoy some French eats and some sweets and some other kind of food kind of items. But Joe has been amazing. We kind of just talked one time and said, you know, you think you could do something like this? And he's really the driving force around the creativity piece.
Well, let's bring that creativity to the forefront here. Joe, welcome back. Good to have you here again. So at Gravel City Roasters, what will the French experience be tomorrow?
Well, we're going to try to, on display some characteristics of France. I really love French art, you know, Art Deco. Big fan of like Monet. And we actually developed a couple of drinks inspired by French culture for tomorrow. And actually, they're so good they may stay. And because. Well, the thing is about French culture and with coffee is that France, they're very European. So, you know, Americans have a certain, reputation for their coffee. We like our coffee sweet. We like our coffee, cold. But the French, they're very traditional. So they like lattes, cappuccinos, Americanos. They actually have a specific drink that they have made, which is called a café au lait, which by French custom is actually basically a giant bowl of half brewed coffee and half steamed milk, and it's kind of a breakfast there.
Wow.
But I kind of wanted to make a drink that was more with an American flair, but it will emphasize French culture. So the one that I'm really proud of I made is going to be a blackberry galette inspired drink, and a galette is kind of like a tart, but like a breakfast pie that the French eat, and I think it's going to work out really well.
I have to ask, Joe, when you were approached by Tyler to maybe have some sort of involvement, how long did it take you to jump on board and say yes? Sounds like only a few seconds. And how long did it start taking you to start crafting the idea for just this event and then some of those different items specifically?
You know, instantly he asked me and instantly I jumped on it. You know, I have been to France before and, my heritage is French. I really like that aspect of my heritage. And it was like the idea, like these kids, you know, sometimes, you know, reality is this might be their only chance to do something like this. And I really want to contribute to that and let them have that experience. And the immersion part of it sounds fantastic. They'll get the real taste of what it's like to be in France. And trust me, you don't have to be able to speak French to be there, but it makes things a lot easier and it will make things, it'll be so fun for them to be able to be there and to take part in that. And, you know, having an educated citizenship is really beneficial for Emporia. And experiences like that, you know, if we as a community can contribute to that, we should jump on that and help those kids.
All right, Gravel City Roasters, French experience tomorrow to help EHI students on their trip to France coming up this summer. So, Tyler, give us a time again. What a portion of the proceeds go to the trip. How is this going to work?
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds. Joe is generously donating some of those, and we'll have opportunities there for people to support the trip outright as well. So there'll be that opportunity, too. But from 2 to 4 tomorrow afternoon, take a little break. Come on down to Gravel City Roasters. Enjoy some French-inspired drinks and eats, and certainly you know, learn more about this trip and support the students who are going. So we're looking forward to it. My daughter is just so jazzed about doing this trip this summer, and I really thank the Emporia community for wanting to support things like this. And we have a great community that's really behind our kids and our students.
So any other fundraisers coming up prior to the trip, Tyler?
Well, we do, and we'll be on in a couple more weeks to chat more. But the good folks at Union Street Social are going to host a French movie night on February 29th. This is a Thursday evening. So people will be able to go out, enjoy dinner, obviously, drinks and those kind of things at Union Street Social. And Amanda, just like Joe, immediately said, yeah, what can we do? How can we do it? What does it look like? So she has got her creative juices going with her staff, and they will be showing a movie that evening that's a French movie, and it's going to be, I think, a really nice time as well to interact with students, enjoy some French food and drinks and those kind of things, and also a little touch of culture with the movie.
All right. So a little culture tomorrow at Gravel City Roasters. Joe, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Tyler, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Amanda, have a great day as well.
Thanks, Amanda.
You too. Bonjour, guys.
All right. Here we go. Amanda Mendoza, French teacher, Emporia High School. Tyler Curtis, who is a parent of a high school junior heading on this France trip, and Joe Korn of Gravel City Roasters. 2 to 4 tomorrow, Chuck.
Boy, that sounds like a ton of fun. Great cause as well, so help them out if you can, and get a little culture as you go. Wanted to let you know here, too, that as we look here at the KVOE.com calendar, boy, the Newsmaker spots are full all the way through next Thursday. The next available date happens to be the 16th, so this up basically a week from tomorrow, and we've been telling you here for a few